I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, I would never say it's just a game. You know what I mean? This is, you know, our families are invested in what we do. This is all we know. Our players are deeply invested at this point. So, you know, this is more than just a game. This is an opportunity to, you know, we put ourselves in a position. Now you have to win to move on. So, but, you know, we haven't really, I mean, I think we're excited. I think we're ready to play. You know, I think we've been off, and these guys were prepared to play long into 2022.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Football Friday. The voice there of Mike Vrabel talking about the gravity of this game and how much it means. Bengals, Titans, Saturday, the first game of the divisional round. Joining us right now from Number Fire, from FanDuel, Ryan A. Williams, to talk about these games. Ryan, welcome back to the show. Excited to talk to you about all of divisional round weekend. We can start with the Titans and the Bengals. Ryan, this entire show is on the Titans -3.5. Are you with us, or are you ready to tell us we're on the wrong side here? What do you think?
No, I'm with you guys. I'm with you guys for sure. It just feels right. You know, you're looking at this Tennessee team. They did everything to get home field advantage in the playoffs, playing against, you know, a Cincinnati team here who, you know, for all things, like, listen, Joey B's got the swag, right? Like, he's got the talk. He's saying all the right things. People are calling him, you know, the next Tom Brady. Okay, whatever. They could have actually, the Raiders were coming back and tying that game. You know, the defense is banged up. No Ogunjobi. Mike Daniels is questionable. They will get Trey Henderson back, but you're looking at Derrick Henry coming back for the Titans. And then also Mike Vrabel, who was just talking there. This guy is 8-0 against the spread or outright after a bye since 2018, since joining the team. So, you know, in Tennessee, we trust. We're laying the points with the Titans there.
All right, let's stick with that game for a moment, Ryan, and get to some prop bets. Now, we wait, and I think after we get official word today on the status of everything, because Vrabel suggested maybe we'll find out on Friday, I'm not sure, but we're waiting for these Henry and Foreman prop numbers. How are you handling it? All sorts of rumors out there, full workload, 20, maybe 25 touches for Derrick Henry coming off the injury, hasn't played since week 8. Are you looking in the Titans' backfield or somewhere else for your favorite props?
Yeah, I think if Derrick Henry suited up, this guy is going to play. You know, now the FanDuel Sportsbook has played this appropriately because you're looking at Derrick Henry anytime to score a touchdown at -195. I think I was looking at his rushing prop earlier that comes, or they don't even have it yet. Devonta Foreman, I think there is some, there is a case to be made with him at +185 to score an anytime touchdown if you think that they're able to, you know, lighten his workload a little bit. But I also do like A.J. Brown to find the end zone at +140. This number has gone up from +135. You know, he's pretty much the wide receiver red zone threat for this team. We know that he can score and have the splash plays, and we just don't know the health of Julio Jones at this status. He was playing late in the season, but he always is apt to find, you know, the sidelines with an injury, hamstring or something. So like A.J. Brown props as well.
Love it. I have the A.J. Brown anytime touchdown already. Ryan, I went crazy with props this weekend. I don't know how I'm going to do. I have so many. I guess I'm just getting sad. Football's going to end soon, so I figured why not fire away. Any other any touchdown props that you like that we haven't discussed?
Yeah, so if we go over to the late game there on Saturday, Eli Mitchell is +110 to score at this point in time. We love the FanDuel Sportsbook because they offer some of these game specials and parlays that you can do. This guy's +450 to get 100 yards and a score. We know that he's the lead back. They have not gone any other direction. This is a Green Bay defense that you can run on. Now they are getting, you know, Za'Darius Smith back and Jair back. So, you know, that game will be interesting, but I'd like Eli Mitchell to find the end zone at plus money. That's just, you know, we're going to take that every time.
Ryan, as far as that game is concerned, the number sits right now at 5.5. The Packers are the favorite at FanDuel Sportsbook. What do you make of this game? I mean, matchup-wise, you mentioned the run game there, Eli Mitchell, how good the Niners run the ball. Packers' run defense is porous. You can make a case. You can envision a case how this game remains close and the Niners have a chance. It's also Aaron Rodgers on the other side and Devontae Adams. I'm on the Packers' side of this game. What do you think Saturday night as far as the number here at 5.5?
Yeah, this could be the Cinderella story ending for the San Francisco 49ers. You know, they did the public the due diligence of beating the Cowboys last week, and everybody loved that. But now they've got to travel into Green Bay, and maybe some people are rooting for Aaron Rodgers to fail here, so they'll be rooting for Jimmy G again. But, you know, the number kind of fluctuated. It went up to 6 when we didn't know what Bosa's status was and a couple other guys on that defense, but it looks like they'll be fully healthy to go. It's back at 5.5. I still like that number, but I also like the over 47.5 number here. I mean, the only way that San Fran is able to stay in this game is if they're able to be aggressive and to put up points here. So absolutely like that number. 4 out of the 5 last games in Green Bay have gone over and in Lambeau, and 5 straight games with Green Bay have gone over. So we definitely like that. Even though the defense is getting healthy, I think we can get points here in this game.
Ryan, a couple players on the San Francisco side that I want to talk about. You touched on Eli Mitchell and you like him plus money for a touchdown. Certainly makes sense. And if we look at Mitchell's game log for the rushing attempts, which you can find, that number is set at 19.5. He has gone over 19.5 rush attempts in his last 6 games. And then also Deebo Samuel. It feels like he's been a touchdown machine here. He's had a touchdown in 8 of his last 9 games. Any other Deebo props or Eli Mitchell props?
Yeah, well, we're looking at Eli at 15.5 for his longest rush. I mean, I absolutely love that. This guy's so explosive mm-hmm. with the motor. I think you can definitely get action on that. And then it is interesting, you're looking at Deebo Samuel's rushing and receiving yards prop at 93.5. This is, we know he's a Swiss Army knife. He could be asked to do everything here with this offense, depending on where they lined him up and where Jair is playing. He could be, you know, seeing some sweeps. He could be seeing some stuff across the middle. Maybe he's even passing. Who knows? He does everything. So definitely like getting action on that number as well, too.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan, FanDuel also has some of these divisional weekend specials, like most passing yards, most receiving yards. Have you looked at any of those?
Yeah, I have. So there's some fun specials to be had. I apologize, it's not in front of me, but there's actually good action on a player that's not a quarterback to pass for a touchdown. Absolutely love getting action on that. It might have been 18-1, I think maybe even over 20-1. That's definitely fun to get. And then in the Sunday game where we have the Bills and the Chiefs and everybody's excited for that game, we think that fireworks are going to be scored. Let's look at the tight ends here. It's plus 3,100, 31-1 odds for Knox to score the first touchdown for Buffalo and Kelce to score the first touchdown for KC. If you like the tight ends in that game, I think that that's fun. Also, Singletary is plus 500 for 100 yards and a touchdown. We know that, you know, he's been the lead back for that team. They love getting him going. Kansas City, not a scary run defense at all. So, like, getting action there as well.
Ryan, let's go with that Sunday night game because you mentioned it. We could circle back to the early game on Sunday. The Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, it's down to 1.5 on FanDuel. We're nearing a point where it's like it's basically just a coin flip here on the spread. 1.5 Buffalo is the underdog, coming off an amazing, amazing performance last week by Josh Allen. What do you make of this game? I mean, these two quarterbacks, if they're at their best, we could see a ridiculously high-scoring game. Total is in the mid-50s. What do you think on this one?
Yeah, so the interesting thing, Joe, about this game is that, you know, it opened at, I believe, 54.5, maybe even 55. It's down to 53.5 right now in the FanDuel Sportsbook. And, you know, when we have these defenses are very aggressive, you know, very, very solid defenses. So it always makes you weary to kind of take that over there. But the thing about this game is if you think Patrick Mahomes can throw for 3 touchdowns in this game, which he is plus money to do so, plus 116 on the FanDuel Sportsbook, the games have gone over when he's thrown for 3 touchdowns pretty much every time. So you love getting action there. If you think that the Chiefs are going to be aggressive, that's the lean to go. But I definitely like Buffalo plus 110 here. It's always, you know, kind of nervous. You go with you tread lightly when a team had already traveled into opposing territory and beat them pretty handedly, 38-20 there. But Buffalo's just, they're firing at all cylinders right now. I mean, what they did to the Patriots last week, I think, you know, was definitely showed you something. And the Chiefs just beat the Steelers, who nobody thought was going to be in that game. So Buffalo traveling in there, they think that they're the underdog. They'll play that up. I like getting Buffalo action.
With Ryan Williams, this is BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, Aaron Hawksworth. Ryan, you mentioned Singletary and the good odds you can get on 100 yards and a touchdown. With his usage of late, I mean, that's always been the question with Buffalo. You're not even looking at the running backs if you're considering fantasy football, DFS, or anytime touchdown, anything like that, because for years, you never knew which back was going to get the usage. But it's clear now that it is Singletary. He was out there for 86% of the snaps last week, and it doesn't appear that his numbers are too inflated here. The attempts is set at 15.5, the yards, 59.5 rushing yards on FanDuel. He's eclipsed both of those in 4 of the last 5 games. So how do you feel about some of those Singletary props or anything else that pops out in this matchup?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 59.5 rushing yards is just way too low when you're considering what this guy has meant and what he means to what Buffalo wants to do here. They are going to try and keep Patrick Mahomes off of the field. So Singletary is definitely going to get work on the early downs. That number is coming in way too low. And even when you're looking at the receiving prop from him at 20.5, only juiced at 105, you know, we definitely like getting action there. I know you had my guy Jim Saunas on talking about his rushing and receiving prop, which is now set at, I believe, 83.5. And that's been one that's paid off dividends as of late. So definitely think that the sportsbooks haven't caught up to the way the Bills are using Singletary quite yet.
Curious your thoughts on MVS probably not playing. We don't really know. Do you think Alan Lazard could have a good game or an anytime touchdown?
Yeah, I actually was looking at this, Aaron, from a DFS standpoint, because we know that with MVS likely being out, I mean, it starts and stops with Davante Adams. But, you're looking at Alan Lazard plus 160. I do think it is interesting. Randall Cobb plus 230, anytime touchdown there. We know that Aaron Rodgers made this whole stink about coming back to his team, and like one of his stipulations was bringing Randall Cobb back. So no surprise that this guy's going to suit up for, you know, the first game that they have in this postseason, his first game in Lambeau since 2017. And the slot receivers have been able to take advantage of the 49ers. We just saw Cedric Wilson last week have a pretty solid game with a 6-52 line. So I think Randall Cobb is definitely in to see some work, anytime touchdown. And also, if you can get receiving prop on him, I think that there's some action to be had there. He's 25.5 is what his line set at right now.
Ryan, my lean in the Rams-Bucks game is on the Rams plus the 3, which means I'm in on Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady. Am I crazy? Am I onto something here? What do you think about this game, Rams and Bucks Sunday afternoon?
Oh, man, yeah. Joe, it's going to be tough. I mean, Tampa Bay, you're looking at them, you know, only juiced at 146 to win this game. It is 3 at home. You know, it is interesting. I would love to see Fournette back healthy, which he hasn't been activated yet. We're not going to know that until Saturday. I mean, if Fournette is back, I think that that's going to be huge for them, because Gio's banged up. And I just don't know if the other guys, you know, Le'Veon Bell and Keyshawn Vaughn have enough in the juice. So they're definitely going to want to be able to establish the run. But I definitely like the Tampa Bay side. But with that being said, I also like Stafford, his over passing yards prop at 279.5. I definitely think we can definitely get behind that, as this guy already threw for 300 plus yards in their first matchup.
Stafford or Burrow or anybody else on the board to lead the weekend in passing yards?
Oh man. I'm going to, you know what? I think Stafford is interesting. I'm not sure what his number is coming at there. But I definitely like that, just because of, you know, we just saw Philly, the best run defense, you know, or best run offense, excuse me, in the league, only put up 95 total rushing yards against this team. It's going to be so hard for Cam Akers and Sony Michel to run against them. So whatever the number is on Stafford, that would be very enticing for me to get after.
Ryan, about 30 seconds. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, any other quick best bet that you want to throw out there?
Yeah, you know, looking at Davante Adams props, if you can get after him, he's the longest reception over 26.5. It's minus 114, but he's hit that in 5 straight home games. This guy's been an absolute stud, especially without MVS being there. And then Higgins, T. Higgins in that first game, over 65.5 receiving yards. That's hit in 6 out of 10 games recently, and he just had a down game. I think they try and get him going here against the Tennessee defense that can't stop wide receivers.
Great stuff, Ryan. We appreciate you hopping on. Ryan Williams of NumberFire and FanDuel was on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. On the other side, we'll dive into props for the weekend. Next hour, our picks, and Ryan Horvat of the BetQL Network will join us, all coming up right here on BetQL Daily.